Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Live from Berea, Ohio, on the first day of training camp, the fourth overall pick in the 2018 draft, former Buckeye, now Brown, Denzel Ward is with us. Denzel, how you doing, man?
Doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. We're fantastic. We're happy to be here, and I'm sure you are as well. I know Dustin was just mentioning to you off the air how exciting it must have been to get that contract signed on the day you reported.
Definitely. I'm glad to be here, ready to just focus on football, got all the contract stuff out the way.
Was there any nerves and any thought that maybe you were not going to get that done, or were you pretty confident it was going to get done?
No, I was pretty confident I was going to get it done. I trusted my agent and the Browns, people who was working with us. I was confident. Mm-hmm.
You know, I know it's early, and you know, we're just about to start training camp, but OTAs, all the off-season programs so far, has it been what you expected, harder, easier? What'd you make of it?
Yeah, it's definitely been what I expected. Definitely some things that I didn't know, though, coming in, like meeting times and just going throughout the whole process here with the Browns and being in the NFL.
You had a pretty good OTA minicamp run, and a lot of people were buzzing about you. Any welcome to the NFL moments happened for you yet in the first couple of months since you've been in the league?
I wouldn't say not yet, but we'll see. Still got a lot of time.
Not going up against Josh or Jarvis or any of those guys?
Yeah, I definitely look forward to going against those guys every day. I feel like they're definitely preparing me for the game, and they're talented guys, so I look forward to practice and going against them.
It's funny, I always tell Bull the best receivers that I covered in college or the pros were my teammates, especially at Ohio State, because we had great receivers. You feel like because of the competition you played against in college, not only in practice but in the Big Ten, you're ready for this moment?
Yeah, I definitely feel going through Ohio State and competing against guys there like Michael Thomas and a lot of those guys definitely prepared me a little bit for the NFL. But obviously, I haven't won against anybody yet in the NFL outside of the Browns organization. So, I mean, we'll see what happens once the preseason games get started and regular season.
Denzel, you're an Ohio kid. Obviously, you went to Ohio State, as we've established, certainly. Is it make it easier? Is it easier because you're staying within your state again?
Yeah, I mean, I was open to playing anywhere. I just wanted to play for whoever had confidence in me and believed in me. So it wasn't really didn't really matter to me where I went. But I'm glad I'm here back home and ready to get started and play.
How many fans are you going to have in attendance for the first game of the year?
All my family's in Cleveland, so I'm probably going to have a lot.
And it's against the Steelers.
I mean,
you probably – did you grow up hating the Steelers, rooting for the Browns?
I actually grew up watching more college ball, so okay. I always wanted to go Ohio State. That's where I went. So
I'm trying to think how old you were when I – was playing. How do you?
I mean, 20,
what are you?
You 21? Look so
21.
Young. 21. He looks younger. Wait,
so
you look younger.
You were born in what year?
97.
Oh God. 97.
We're getting old, man.
97, man. I was in a sophomore in high school. 97. Lord have mercy. So tell us about Greg Williams and your interactions with him so far. Your impressions of him.
Yeah, very passionate coach. He's definitely going to keep it real with you, and I appreciate that from him. He's going to tell you how it is, and just look forward to getting out here and working with him every day.
Anything that he's said to you that's stuck with you so far? I remember it was last year, Bull, when we talked to Myles Garrett, and he told him about don't sign any checks you can't cash or something like that.
Right.
Any little words of wisdom that Greg has given you as you approached your first camp?
Really just don't go out here be afraid of making mistakes. Just go out there, play hard, give a great effort. But just give great effort and everything.
You know, Jabril Peppers was a rookie last year, obviously, and he was kind of playing out of position for most of the season, and now he's back in his more comfortable spot. Have you given him a hard time yet for the fact that Michigan is no longer a rival for Ohio State since you guys destroy them every year?
No, we haven't talked much about it. Probably once the games get started and it's Team Up North versus Ohio State week, that's when we're going to probably trash talk and probably pick up more.
There's a lot of new guys in the secondary. You know, obviously you're a rookie, but the team brought in a bunch of veterans in the defensive backfield as well. What's that room like so far?
I like the room. I appreciate all the guys. Like Demarius Randall, he's been opening up to me and helping me with the playbook. And a lot of those guys like EJ and TJ, all those guys have been helping me out. And seems like a great group of guys.
Yeah, I mean, last year the secondary was not a strength of the team. And obviously they addressed this offseason and they made it a priority. And Denzel, they draft you fourth overall. I mean, there's a lot of pressure on a high draft pick. Are you prepared for that? Or do you even feel that or even think about that?
Yeah, it's a little bit of pressure, but I feel I got more pressure on myself, the goals I placed upon myself and how I compete. But I'll definitely appreciate them drafting me when they did and believing in me. I definitely plan to go out there and show them that it was the right decision.
We're talking with Denzel Ward, Brown's fourth overall pick, cornerback. Denzel, obviously, you know, the team's on Hard Knocks. Does that make it a little more exciting? Or is it irrelevant?
Really, I'm just here just focusing on practice and trying to get better every day. I'm not really focused by all the cameras and Hard Knocks, really.
What we do know is that the rookies always have to do some other things, whether it's carrying pads or whatever, stuff like that. Usually most teams do like a talent show of some sort. Is that something that's going to happen? And what is your talent? If you have to do a talent show, what is the thing you're going to do? You sing, you dance, you do poetry? I don't know. What is it?
That's a great question. I have to think about it. I'm not sure what I'll do. I have to come up with something, though.
Always sing the Buckeye fight song. Get up, just get up on a chair and sing Fight Across the
But everybody does that. Like, you want to be creative, right? You want to win. What, if you anything
Denzel,
you do.
Do you have any talents outside of football?
Oh, man,
can you sing? Can you play an instrument? You know, anything like that?
Not that I could think of at the moment. I kind of just go with the flow of things. Yeah. I don't know. I probably wouldn't say singing, definitely, but.
Let's talk about some of your fellow rookies. Baker Mayfield, you guys both drafted together in the first round. What's your impression of him so far?
Competitor. He's definitely a competitor, someone to come out here every day and just ready to get to work.
Are you more likely to be buddies with a fellow rookie or a fellow guy at your position? Like, how does that work? Or is it a mix?
Yeah, it's really just a mix. You're obviously going to find guys that you click with right away, but a lot of guys here on this team are very welcoming. And I appreciate that being here.
Who's your roommate for camp?
Antonio Callaway, receiver.
Okay, so you get a little friendly competition going with the wide receiver.
Yeah, definitely.
You talk trash when you go on one-on-ones.
I usually talk trash. They start talking trash and they get hyped up. Then that's where you start talking a little bit more. But really, I just go out there and play.
See, I never really talk trash unless somebody would start it. And then,
right.
And then actually would motivate me.
Right, exactly.
It's like, okay, now you want to bring it. Now I'm just going to amp my game up even more.
Exactly.
You know, by the way, in the press guide here, it says you enjoy watching Netflix in your free time.
Oh, yeah.
What is your favorite Netflix show?
Favorite Netflix? I binge watch a lot of shows.
Like,
I watch Breaking Bad. I watch
Great show.
Punisher. You seen The Punisher yet?
All the Marvel Netflix shows.
Yeah.
You seen them all?
No,
they're
I haven't seen them all.
You went out of order, but The Punisher is fantastic.
Yeah, I've seen
The
Punisher.
That was a good call. Have you seen Luke Cage? Have you seen Jessica Jones?
No, I still got to watch those.
You got to get on all those. They are fantastic. But The Punisher, maybe the
best. Yeah, definitely.
So that was a good call by you. Right now I'm watching The Wire, which is an old show, but I never watched it for some reason. And everybody kept saying it's the best show ever, and it is. Mm-hmm. I've watched two seasons.
He was 3 years old when that came out.
Yeah, he pretty much was. Yeah. We're talking with Browns cornerback Denzel Ward, fourth overall pick in the draft. So are there butterflies in the stomach? Are you nervous? Are you confident? How are you feeling? I mean, it's the first day of your career, essentially. You know, first real practice. Mm-hmm. What does it feel like?
Oh, it feels good. Glad to be out here. I'm very blessed to be in the position and situation that I'm in. I'm very confident about the situation. Maybe a little bit of nerves as we get closer to the games and stuff. But right now I'm just confident and ready to work.
Denzel, we had Drew Brees on our show about a week or so ago. Yeah. And, you know, we asked him about Michael Thomas, who's his top receiver. And he just went on and on about Ohio State Buckeyes and how Urban gets the guys ready. And he said, I'll take a Buckeye any day of the week. You know, there were some comments yesterday from Ravens camp, from John Harbaugh, who said, you know, sometimes players aren't ready to come into the league. I don't think that's the case with Ohio State. Mm-hmm. I think Gerbs and company, they get you guys ready to roll.
Yeah, it's definitely a great compliment. I definitely agree with that Coach Meyer, Coach Mick, and my position coach, Coach Collins, definitely prepared me.
I'll carry some maniac.
Definitely. And got a lot of guys ready to come into the NFL and do good right away.
Now, Kerry's in Tennessee now, right?
Yep.
The Titans. Have you had any interaction with him at all?
I talk to Coach Collins on a daily basis, like every other week or so. I talk to him.
He's a maniac, man. Coach Coombs, Adam.
Nuts.
Oh, yeah, he's nutso.
Well, there's some crazy coaches. I mean, Todd Haley's a little crazy, and we know Greg Williams is crazy. Every time there's an article written about Greg Williams, it says Greg Williams dropped a bunch of
F-bombs.
You know what, bombs. yeah, exactly. So is he that? I know we talked a little bit about it before, but, like, is he different? Is Greg Williams kind of different than you used to, or are you kind of used to some crazy coaches?
No, I'm kind of used to some crazy coaches. Like you said, Coach Collins is a nut, so I'm definitely used to it.
All right, we're talking with Denzel Ward. Denzel, something else we saw in your bio was that you like fixing up houses. How did this begin?
Well, actually, yeah, when I was growing up, my family used to do real estate. Well, they still do real estate, but I used to go with my mom and dad to the houses and help fix up properties, and they'll flip them.
So they flip houses?
Yeah.
That's what they do?
Yep.
That's cool. I mean, that's a good money-making venture in most cases.
Yeah, so I definitely plan on getting into real estate and working in that business as well.
So you're handy. Like, if you got something wrong with the house, you can fix it yourself. You're not calling like me, I can't fix anything in my
house. I'm calling somebody.
You're taking care of it yourself.
Yeah, I try to take care of it. I don't know how good I made it. I haven't done it in a while, so I may still call someone to fix it.
All right. So I was going to say, maybe that could be the thing in the talent show, like you fix the sink or something.
I don't think they want to see that.
All right, Denzel, we appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much for joining us.
How are the Buckeyes going to be this year?
Great. Great. Always good, yeah.
Haskins a beast?
Definitely. Okay. Definitely.
I'm looking forward to seeing him play.
Yeah, you got an arm. Big arm.
It should be an exciting season. The over-under on the Buckeyes was 9.5, and they just changed it to 10.5. Because I don't know, when the hell they're not going to lose 3 games, right?
Yeah, I don't count on it.
No. Denzel, thanks.
Thanks,
man.
Thanks, appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.